Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Second Funniest Podcast.
You're welcome.
You can call us at 408-228-4911 or send us an email to podcast@justincomedy.com. You'll notice if you go to secondfunniestpodcast.com, we have a link that you can provide a donation to the show.
Ooh.
If you so desire. There's also a link where you could vote for us at Podcast Alley. You can vote once a month. And the more votes we get, the higher the rating we'll get, and that'll shoot us up and all that stuff.
Shoot us up with what?
Good ratings and people seeing us.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, that was close. If you want to see Justin's comedy, I've finished my recording, but I'm going to be headlining the White River Comedy Club November 19th through 22nd. I'll be featuring for Darren Carter in Branson, Missouri.
Oh.
Darren Carter,
November. Missouri, Indiana. I spend a week.
Oh, that is. Oh, that's right. November 19th through 22nd, I'll be featuring for Darren. And Thanksgiving weekend, November 28th, I will be opening for Angela Johnson at the San Jose Performing Arts Center, 8 o'clock. All the information for that is available at justincomedy.com.
It's awesome. And I have a buddy whose birthday is coming up in December. You might want to get him a gift. His name is Jesus. His birthday is December 25th.
That's a giant show.
Okay, bye. That's not the part you're talking
that's
to,
not,
Jeremy.
Yeah. You don't go south.
No, that's the mic stand. Yeah, that's good. Now talk when you do that.
Yeah.
No,
right here.
Okay,
right
welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast.
Right into
Justin
the big
Worsham,
end. Like
your
me.
Host.
Like me, just like me.
And my name is Kevin Miller, and we have Megan Walsh here.
Hi, guys.
And the roommate and father of her child, Jeremy Carso.
Hi, guys. It is funny.
Repetition.
Why is this the second funniest podcast?
Because we feel to claim two reasons. We feel to claim to be the funniest would be too arrogant.
Yeah.
Right? We also think it's funny that our title is the second funny. What are you doing? Why are
just
you
just moving the mic. I'm
okay.
Good.
Do you have to make a spectacle? No, it's not video only. That's only for me and my inability to focus. On
I still think it puts an incredible lot of fucking pressure on us.
To right. be second?
To be the second funniest?
You can't cuss
funny.
This is
it's
PG.
Funniest.
Well, no, here's the thing.
Word funny in there.
We yeah. also do second funniest yeah. because we're not always funny.
And as Justin pointed out, since we changed the name with the word funniest in the title, we've gotten a lot more serious
yeah,
in
a lot
of topics. Yeah.
Things have gotten much, much heavier for whatever reason. Yeah,
about the last back third of the podcast usually breaks down into something meaningful.
Yep. At some point, Kevin will crack his Bible and he'll
there.
Read from scripture yeah. at some point. If the Bible is too far away, he will use his application on his iPod.
Which is right here.
So
oh, no, where's the iPod? We may not be able to use the Bible.
Oh, we're so, godless yeah. on this show. Hell yeah, that's what we do.
I've got to memorize.
You got the whole thing?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Give me a scripture, how I'll quote it.
So here's what you were saying.
I was just going to say, I know when to stand up and kneel and sit down.
Catholic.
I've got that down.
Good.
So back
also with you. Huh?
Background on
how's your Latin?
Yeah, when was the last time you were in a Catholic mass?
For my grandpa's funeral. Nice. We just went to Sirius.
Oh.
Just like that.
Well, that's why we don't call ourselves the funniest podcast. Let's talk about it. Let's hash it out.
Yeah.
How are you feeling
about that?
Well, he's happier now.
Was he a devout Catholic?
Oh, he wasn't. No.
I don't think most Catholics are. Am I wrong on this assumption?
Grandma.
Your grandma was devout.
Very, very much so. She still is.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That I said
she's
was.
Alive?
No, I'm that's why she's
that
alive.
She's Catholic.
This is all going bad.
How do we know Jeremy and Megan?
Well, hold on. I want to know what religion Megan is first.
Catholic
as well. Yeah. When was the last time you went to a mass?
My grandmother's funeral.
Whoa.
Who was a serious Catholic.
Big time.
Yeah.
What about grandpa?
Latin mass. He converted. When he married her, yeah.
What was
my
he?
My grandpa had to, too.
He was Protestant.
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't
shame,
know.
Shame. I don't know. There was not a lot of...
I'm a
there's
Protestant.
Not a lot, I know, but there wasn't at that time, at least for them, a lot of...
You're a Protestant?
Protestant is non-Catholic.
Oh.
Because they protested the Catholic Church and then split off and made
He's
Lutheranism,
English.
Baptism...
I'm glad you for the, because I thought you were gonna say because they protest, and I'm like, yeah, I got Protestant comes from protest.
Most people don't. They're like,
oh, really?
Yeah,
I'm better than most.
English.
Yeah, that's what they say about me.
English.
So no, the way we all know each other is through Comedy Sports San Jose. Megan and Jeremy are also players. Jeremy also went to San Jose State with us and was part of our Lunchbox Club. Which,
oddly enough, these two didn't work at Great America at all.
I know, huh? Jeremy did once, didn't
no.
he?
No.
No?
Didn't you audition? No, you did. We
were going to do the
improv.
Comedy. Yeah,
yeah,
the improv
we were going to walk around and be funny.
Yeah, but we did do the Lunch Bunch box.
Lunchbox Club.
That was a good call.
Which I think we've mentioned one other time
have
on
we?
The show. Early on.
It's
so like JK
idea.
Show listeners would remember the Lunchbox Club mm-hmm. where we had...
You don't remember the Lunchbox Club?
You don't remember?
Of course I do. I was
okay,
there.
You're lying.
Describe
it for us.
We sat in the green room and ate lunch.
No. We bought matching lunch boxes and wrote our names on them, like junior high lunch plastic lunch boxes.
They were for Max Power.
And then either every day, I think it was either every day or every week.
It was every day.
Every day we would rotate through. So like I would make lunch one day and then you would make lunch another day. Kevin would make lunch another day.
Can't tell if that's home ec or performance art.
It was a little bit of both. And you filled all four lunch boxes.
Yeah.
So you only had to make lunch for yourself one day a week. And
yeah.
You just made it four times. As
just for the record, Sarah made mine.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know,
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I think at one point I stuck money in mine.
No, it was Sarah did. Then that's when the game stopped.
Oh, really?
She just kept giving us $10.
Like, this is
well,
not the
not
point.
Gonna, like, don't have to, now I have to walk to the calf. I was expecting to just start to eat.
That's the part that bothers you?
Yeah.
Is that you had to walk to the calf to
well,
buy
no,
the
I'm
food?
I'm like, well, I can't eat this $10. I'm hungry right now. I only have so much time before my
Because I thought
class.
It was the fact that I felt guilty about how much it cost then. Like, no. I couldn't remember. Because I'm stupid, and I would have tried to do the math. I'm like, well, how much was I spending when I'm... If I'm not meeting or beating $10, then I'm
screwing
everybody. I love
the game because I was making like avocado and steak sandwiches for you guys, and it was good stuff.
I'm pretty sure that was not you either.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Where the hell was I?
Yeah, because my parents...
I never got an avocado
steak sandwich
ever. I don't
remember avocado steak sandwich either.
I guarantee I remember it.
Okay, did you make it for four people or just
yes,
one?
Yeah. I made it for, yeah.
We all got PB&J, and then there was one avocado
this
and steak.
This one says Kevin.
Wait, I'm going to take Kevin's box.
No.
We were also in Company One.
That's right,
I
mean, Jeremy
I was
and I.
Not in Company One.
We're no, in Company One where...
you
I
were
believe...
in Step, huh?
I was. Yeah, we did nothing.
Step.
We
What's
stepped
step?
Away from performing. Student touring ensemble program.
It was Buddy's program.
Yeah, it was the,
Buddy Butler.
The non-musical musical
at San Jose
version
State.
Of Company One.
Yeah. The Company One was the musical theater company, right? And Jeremy talked me into, because he said, Janie Scott, who's the director of it, she said, she needs a stage manager. Do you want to do it? I was like, yeah, that's great. I'd love to do that. That's perfect.
Right.
And I think at some point you wanted me to audition with you or something. And I go, no, I'm not musical or something like that. But what happened was somehow in order to be the stage manager, I had to audition and sing.
You didn't see that coming.
No, I didn't. I'm a dummy. And so I remember because I didn't have a song prepared. So I had somehow I think on some like a CD or something of it, I had the ending, the Muppets ending to Comedy Sports.
Nice.
So I auditioned by singing the Muppets ending of Comedy Sports. And I remember Janie watching it going, well, that's something I've never seen before.
That's pretty great.
And I think you got like one of the first solos too.
I don't remember that part, but I know yeah. Here's the
I
do
put on my boogie shoes. Go. You were like one of the opening. In the
well, and I do remember that it was like this was the worst part about this whole thing. My boogie shoes. And there was it was that.
Yeah.
It's like there was
that
it was
that Ricky's part.
That was good.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
the guy song or whatever that she had us do, and that I remember because I had three words that I had to sing, but I never sang them in the right pitch or key or
no,
whatever.
No, you were spot on.
It was
that.
Everybody else that was off?
No. It was when you had to sing them that
yes.
you always had a problem with.
Yeah.
It wasn't you were fine in the pitch. It was just like, okay, you missed it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
You were supposed to sing like eight measures ago.
Oh, it was the timing?
Yeah,
I always thought I was off pitch.
No.
Oh, maybe this is why it took so long for the rehearsal.
Because I'd be all, and go. What?
Because I remember all the other guys just picked it up like that, yeah. And then I would come in and then be like, no, okay, one more time, Justin. It's this. It's you have to do it. And then Janie's trying to tell me, but she's singing as a woman, And so then I would
as
try
opposed to the well, other options she has.
She's very talented. Far more talented.
She would
than
be
I
singing in a different octave, and then you would try to sing in that.
Yeah,
same
I would
octave
sing. Oh, because that's what I thought I was doing. I thought I was singing in the wrong like key pitch, yeah, whatever the hell it is. And so I would try to mimic what she's doing, and she's like, no, but like a guy. And I'm like, well, I can't do that. I can't.
A lovely falsetto.
Process
thank
that.
You.
I know Kevin is beautiful. So then, now Jeremy and all the other guys are singing at me, trying to get me to do that. It's now. And then my other highlight from Company One was when we had to do that that snake thing or something like that. That we had to do some
Ricky.
It was some kind of dance number or something that we had to do. And I just said, I go, and at one time during rehearsals, this is when I was pretty much done, by the way.
Oh.
I was like, I could care less about a grade that I get for these people. Yeah. Like, I'm done. Like, and so I just started doing a bit where I would pretend to be a snake charmer. Because that was like the kind of music that we had that everybody was, and it was this soul. It was just a dance number,
was
like a swing dance number.
It was the swing. No, it was the swing.
Swing. It was the second
the big,
show that
huge
we did.
Swing dance.
Oh, I didn't.
And
see
I
that.
Could not dance, and I did not want to dance. I was not there to dance. I was there to plug in their speakers and run their microphones. That's what I was there to do.
And you did that well.
I did it great, and I had to dance and sing, which was a bunch of crap. That's
and
not fair.
And it's not like we need you to dance and sing because you're on stage plugging in microphones.
Nope.
Oh, you're in the company. You should have to dance and sing.
I think, and I
otherwise
could be wrong.
I can't grade you. I don't know how to grade somebody's ability.
We don't have a spot in our class for somebody who just puts together microphones and speakers.
I don't even know the curve for that.
And
but out of company, you met? No, you met Danielle.
Oh, I knew Danielle before company. She joined company with you. Yeah. No, I felt like I was part of company because of the three of you.
Because of that,
yeah.
Great parties.
Amazing parties.
Yeah. That was the one that I couldn't get the pitch right, was when Danielle did the, he called me or whatever, and I was supposed to do the pizza.
Yeah.
Uno fornitello.
That wasn't you. That was Mark.
No, it was me and Mark.
No. It was Mark that was having the problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. I hope he doesn't listen. Probably not. This is great. I like the way this is breaking down. Maybe I'm more musical than I should. Maybe I give up comedy. Maybe I start touring Phantom of the Opera.
Okay.
Doing boogie shoes.
How is Megan doing?
Now, Megan is a great singer, but she feels that she's lost it since Jevin came along.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, he pushed my lungs out of the way. They haven't really relocated.
Doesn't he go the other way?
Not in
he
her body, apparently.
Every which way.
No, I meant when you were giving birth. Did he come out of your mouth? Is that why you pushed your lungs out of the way?
He actually came out of my side.
He what?
No.
Okay.
There was a garage door that opened up.
That got me, just so we're all clear. I've had a child. I was there for the whole process. When she said he came out of my side, I was like, wait, that doesn't sound
scanning
right.
Scanning through the books
she
in your head.
She has no idea. She was so high.
Yeah?
She doesn't know even if Jevin's really ours.
Neither do you. And you were there with a camera.
I watched. Well, the camera was in my space suit or whatever the hell they
you
make
put you
why
on.
Were you in a space
Let's talk
suit?
About this experience because you guys are the only other people that we've had on the show thus far that have children. So first, I would like to hear Megan's.
With the exception of your parents.
Huh? My parents?
Yeah, they have children.
Oh, they were not together, though.
Oh, okay. Well,
did we talk? And my dad couldn't. Here's the thing, too. My dad couldn't really talk about the birthing process of me.
Yeah,
like,
that's
to me, I think that's in. Like,
fair enough.
What's it like to carry a human being in your body?
Well,
not you.
Jeremy's like, it's very easy. It felt like my body, actually. It would be great if it wasn't for this annoying chick with me all the time, complaining about how hungry she is and how tired she is.
Yeah, we need to talk about this. There were some good times.
Yeah. All right.
Let's open this can of worms.
You know what? Because here's what I want to do. I want to get to, at some point, telling you the story that you and I talked about on, I think it was like Facebook chatting or something like that, of what Jeremy did to Jevin. At some point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We got to get to that. So first, let's talk about human being growing inside you. What was that like?
It was...
Are you talking about the throw up? Is that the...
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Go on.
It was good.
It was good. Like, now, was it... Because here's the thing. I know women that they
I know
don't want to
lots
have,
of women.
Thank you. They don't want to have kids because they don't like that idea of things moving around in them. Is it creepy or is it more of like a spiritual thing where it's like, oh, that's great. It's in there. I love it.
I think you get different things from different women. I mean, we have a friend who was miserable her entire pregnancy. She loves her daughter. She thinks, you know, she's the light of her life, but... She's not going to do the pregnancy thing ever again.
Sloan.
Sloan.
Yeah, it is Sloan.
I don't know. Do I know Sloan?
Yeah, she was in company the year after you left.
Oh, okay. Then, I don't know her.
She's like the Lucy Liu, just a little Asian kick anybody's
No, body. I felt like my body was made for that. It wasn't, oh, you know, after cool. the bikini modeling wasn't was
that
out.
Dipped off, yeah. I have your calendars, by the way. Very,
you're
very
so
nice
sweet.
Work.
Yeah, very those provocative. Are old.
You signed them, so they're up. The days are long,
five.
But I don't mind.
I was five. I think that makes them illegal.
No,
really,
I mean, they're very tasteful.
Well, that would be a great joke to play on like a mechanic shop. You know how they have like the Sports Illustrated calendar? Just get a bunch of toddlers in like one pieces and just put it up there, just because like, they don't look at that calendar all the time. So just everybody who comes by the mechanics,
uncomfortable.
Just everybody that comes by the mechanic shop, they don't, because the mechanics don't know. They're like, what the?
But you're not describing hell? Like toddlers posing like swimsuit models. You're talking about like a Thomas Kinkade painting or something or picture.
No, I'm saying like you take he's a 4-year-old saying... girl in a one piece and okay. she's like, ta-da! I'm not saying like she's on her side like come that's hither, what, boys. Yeah, no, okay, I'm not saying it. That. I'm just
it's
saying
like cute kids
like
at
they,
the beach.
Like
the,
those crazy kids that are on that pageant show on TLC or whatever it is.
Oh,
so you know
just
what I mean?
Gave me chills like cold nightmares.
Anyway, awesome. All right.
Those,
maybe this is a bad idea.
No, no,
I'm not
those
saying
kids
I'm
are creepy. They make them up and they wear a blush and they have to wear
hey,
corsets.
It's just going to be a few more weeks and Jevons molars will be in and
then it's
he's
on.
Getting fitted for his first
Gap
no.
commercial.
Do you guys get a lot of that too of like you should put him in commercials and stuff like that?
We don't take him out of the house.
So not very often. I mean, we say it to each other.
Your baby should be in a Gap.
Shut
Your
up.
Baby should be in a Gap.
Your baby.
To each other. So you for you it was like it was a cool thing. The whole
cool
process.
In the beginning, I was sick.
You'll get Wait, your I'm, chance.
Hold on. I was sick at the beginning, the first several months. I was exhausted and...
It was like a parasite, right?
No, because you can't really feel India. It. And you can't at the very beginning and you look at pictures and here's what it looks like. And it's kind of like a shrimp. And, you know, you don't have that
Why doesn't that nickname
yet.
Stick? People are like peanut, soybean,
shrimp.
We should have called Jacob shrimp. They kept saying he was going to be small from the get-go. Yeah.
But I think the most frustrating thing for me was that I didn't have the stamina that I thought I did, so I would go into doing something that I was able to do before, and then I'd crap out halfway through.
Oh. And you say something,
and then, like,
is that something like feeding yourself, or like, is it like...
Like reorganize running. The garage.
Okay, all right, okay.
Painting the house.
When have you ever started reorganizing?
Whoa, uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just not... Yeah, that's not where she's at.
When I was...
It's not our wheelhouse? Is that what you're saying?
I'll be putting away, the, I don't know, the 40 Christmas boxes that we have, which is a whole nother subject. Most of them are ours. Some are her mom's. And she's like, okay, I'll be right out there to help you. No, I don't want you. You're going to squirt a baby out or something like that. And then I find her like lifting these heavy boxes.
So what you're saying is that when she says she couldn't finish reorganizing a garage, she's saying she couldn't finish telling you what to do? Is that what you're saying?
It was so frustrating.
I know, I can imagine.
We had a lot of projects going on and she just... Yeah, she couldn't. I'm like, go lie down. And then she would try. Like, she'd feel bad and be...
I'm just going to bake a quick cake.
Lifting up this heavy-ass box. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she'll turn around and, like, another head will come out of her mouth and say, what are you doing? Well, apparently, I'm going to be taking a walk around the house.
Did you notice that there were, like, these huge mood swings that, like, and... Or is it only he noticed this? No. Natalie didn't have any that I noticed, but I'm not very emotionally aware, I think. But
I don't think I had that many.
No. There's probably three good ones.
But when it happened, was it immediately like
It was that. It
was it
like
a flash of Jekyll and Hyde where it's like and then she caught herself?
Yeah,
or
then
was...
she'd go smoke a cigarette and have a drink and she was
Oh, that's great. That's perfect. See?
Head over to the opium den.
That's why all of us came out so normal and all these other kids are such pansies
and
because
ADDs, because they don't have their cigarettes. That's what it is.
That nicotine's calming in utero, I believe.
That's proven. That's what the Surgeon General warning on the side of the box.
I thought it was a stimulative.
Well, if you don't smoke during pregnancy, then you have bigger babies, and it's hard.
Yeah,
difficult.
And you have to go get a McDonald's to counter.
They grow all in order, and then they can't. They got to keep getting new clothes. I'm with you. I like this.
Okay,
and
somebody,
then they live.
Why didn't anybody like say, by the way, you don't need as many newborn diapers as you just bought? Somebody should say
really?
That because oh,
because you, Justin and Natalie, you were crazy for newborn diapers. I thought like you couldn't get through them fast enough.
Well, Jacob, I think it grows like his dad. I hit
so
like
you.
I would
right
yeah I,
okay got it
oh Have we not covered this?
Yeah.
I am not the father.
Who is the father then?
That'd be me.
Not Mike.
You are amazing.
He is busy. Very busy. So for me, like when I was a kid growing up, I was super small. And then like everybody, and then I would hit like this growth spurt like out of nowhere and it would go fast. Like I think I remember the one that I remember the most because I was aware of it.
About 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. And it hurt.
I mean, 4 inches.
It so hurt. And it was,
several bones appeared.
I was like in the Hulk. Like I had to change clothes. I was running around. And torn pants. It was embarrassing. I think it was like some like summer or something in between my freshman and sophomore year. I grew like 4 inches in height and gained like 30 pounds. Like it just, it was between eighth grade and freshman
year.
Those
are four very fat pounds.
Because I was, I was super skinny and fast and I was playing Pop Warner football. And then by the time I got into freshman year, I was super short and small and chubby as all hell and slow. I couldn't run as fast as I used to be able to.
Interesting.
And then at the end of my sophomore year, like that's what it was. I blimped up and then I kind of grew in height. Mm. And then at my sophomore year, I grew again and then I got skinny again. And then when I graduated, I got fat, but not because of growth spurts, because of
women.
Pasta. And necessity for cheap living.
Well, I think that was the thing with Jevin. I think he immediately started growing. I mean, he was off the charts the first several months.
Oh, yeah, he was 120 percentile. And, like, we bought a Costco box of the newborn diapers.
And got the
balloon. And we had to give most of them away.
He
doesn't fit in these anymore. And after the incident.
He didn't even get to wear this darling outfit.
I know, exactly, yeah. That was
the incident.
You can't take two of them and tape them together, like front to back or something, since they're so small.
No, Mr. Mom, you can't.
Some duct tape and saran.
What if you could and he just blew our minds right there? That'd be hysterical.
Thank you. My vacuum cleaner cleans my house. It's called the Shark. That's for Mr. Mom, come on. You dropped the reference. I'll pick it up.
You fed a baby chili.
There it is. Yeah.
You gotta watch that movie.
Jaws.
It's good. Oh, you're right. It was Jaws.
Yeah. So you're sorry.
But he would do. I'm sorry.
Mr. Mom was one of the 8 movies that we had in Hong Kong that we'd brought on videotape. That, I know, Raiders of the Lost Ark by heart. Club Paradise, very, very obscure early Robin Williams movie.
I remember that.
But yeah.
Two more.
That's the one where he fought Peter O'Toole in the
Splash.
Bahamas, wasn't it?
Splash one of them?
Well, he was the governor.
Yeah.
Ferris Bueller?
Not Splash.
Why were you in
Splash
Hong Kong?
Was one of it.
I don't think I've even heard this story.
My dad got transferred over there when I was 10.
He was in the CIA. Don't tell anybody though.
No, okay,
we have to edit this out.
No, nobody listens.
he worked for a company up in Redwood City that sold television equipment.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So how long did you live in Hong Kong then?
10 years.
Holy crap.
Wait, was it really Ampex?
It really was.
Huh. Have we talked about this? My dad worked for Ampex for 15 years.
We talked about it not very long ago and I was sort of shocked that...
Oh, that's right. We sure did. Yeah. Put me through... elementary school.
And Ampex. I asked, put me through college. Yeah. Cheers.
Salute.
They've filed for.
Well, they invented the videotape, so that was really cool. And then they didn't think they needed to invent anything else.
They rode that quite a while. Like, yeah.
No, guys, VHS, it's still cool.
We kicked Beta's ass. Yeah. We're so popular. Nothing could defeat us.
That was during the 1984 Olympics.
They made giant machines that do what Photoshop does now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they were still selling
it. See what Sony's doing? Trying to put it on a little coaster?
No one will want that.
Those losers.
Open up the garage. Good old Ampex.
That's great. Oh, I feel like we're getting sidetracked, but
I want to tell us about an incident, Jeremy.
What incident?
You said the incident
with the garage.
Oh, it's hers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's the incident?
Huh?
What's what she was talking to Justin about?
Oh, okay, that's later. We'll keep it. So, how did it happen for you when all of a sudden, like, you knew Jeff? Was it an instance where you guys had to like, was it planned where it's like we know it's going to happen on this day, or was it a thing where it's like, oh, it's time to go?
We had the window.
Yeah.
And my mom, I didn't know when it was going to be. My mom had she flew up and we didn't know what was going to happen. And so, you know, we had, okay, well, we'll go get pedicures tomorrow. And we got the whole thing planned.
That's
and that night we're watching TV and we're watching.
No, we did a puzzle.
Oh, we finished a puzzle.
Yeah, we finished a puzzle.
You guys are exciting people.
Well,
Judgy McJudgerson.
At the end,
it's my only shot.
A lot in Oregon.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody can hear you, woman.
She said that they played Monopoly and Scrabble.
I have all.
You won't play Monopoly with me.
Let's take a poll of the table.
Yeah.
Let's take a poll of the table. Okay. What is more exciting, Monopoly or Scrabble? Monopoly, a game of transactions.
Okay, you're trying to sway now. You're just
horrible,
supposed to ask the question.
You haven't let me finish. You haven't let me finish. You don't know how I'm going to sell a puzzle.
Is it? Okay, go. No. And you said Monopoly or Scrabble.
No, I think to be fair, you did say Monopoly and Scrabble. You can defend Monopoly and Scrabble, and they get to defend Puzzle.
All right.
Okay, go.
They should go first.
Okay, Puzzle, let's hear it.
Megan won't play Monopoly with me.
Horrible game.
Why?
It's just horrible.
She's
look, don't say it if you feel like it's going to mean you're going to get hit.
I prefer to live capitalism. Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay.
And I do feel that
is that why you wouldn't play, or why you had to play a puzzle? Because you didn't have any other board games? There's a billion board games out there.
No, it's one of the things you can walk away from and then come back, and then you get to a certain level of, it's driving me crazy, I can't find the piece, and then you go off and you come back and it's in the beagle's mouth. Or something, you know, there's it's something you can do in between.
Moment to moment. Like
you know, in between your 70 trips to the bathroom.
Yeah. You could technically leave a Monopoly board in the same area.
Cheaters.
And a Scrabble board. Oh, cheaters happen?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. Right. See, here's the thing. My Monopoly love started as such a young kid because my cousins were horrible at it. They thought that it was better to have most of the money. So I would just buy every property that they went to. I would just buy it from them immediately. They didn't even know how much things cost or anything because they're like, I got all this money.
How much younger were they?
Not much.
How much?
You're five and they were three, they're not going to get the game. No, you were stealing from children, weren't
Touché.
You?
Touché. Sweet. Well, and I did give them, I stole the money back and then I gave it to them as long as I was allowed to take pictures of them in bathing suits for my calendar that I would later release.
Ta-da!
Exactly. Jazz hands, Jennifer. Jazz hands.
Sell it.
Point to your toes. You
know, smile with your eyes, not your mouth.
No, we don't play board games. We play video games. She's a killer Wolverine, but that's the only one
she'll
play.
What do you play?
Like X-Men.
Versus...
Or you do fighting
X-Men, Alliance? Yeah, the Alliance, and she'll only do Wolverine.
Marvel.
I will
Ultimate
not
Alliance.
Only do Wolverine.
She rocks at Wolverine. Everything else, she's
you
like,
you only
oh, want to
do Storm.
That Storm rocks.
She's pretty good. She's got a good.
Oh, but I like the fire guy.
Jean Grey.
The freezing guy.
Oh, yeah.
Iceman?
Yeah.
Hard to remember.
Who is the guy that the water, when you get it to a certain temperature,
it's still
hard.
Iceman. It's the same
Mr.
guy.
Mr. Steam.
He reminds me of Val Kilmer. Okay. Oh, what is it?
Wow, nice. Oh, Iceman. Gosh. You're doing a Top Gun reference. Yes. Impressive. I like this concept of puzzle. I imagine it's a much better party atmosphere.
And it keeps her mom busy, too.
You can have eight people sitting around. You can talk, eat popcorn.
Well, and you have, you may remember this, you have the pregnancy channel on constantly.
Like
in the background.
Help somehow force osmosis and childbirth.
Well, it's funny because you want to watch this channel to see all the horrible things that can go wrong during pregnancy for some reason. That's
the first thing I said
totally
to the nurse when we got to the hospital. When we got to the hospital is that I said something about, she goes, well, just so you know, you're going to have to stay seated if you get lightheaded. I go, dude, I'm all over it. I go, my objective is to stay conscious through this entire endeavor. If I get in any way, shape, or form lightheaded or feel like I don't even know what lightheaded feels like, but if I feel something different from my normal feeling, I'm going to sit down, even if it's on the floor. She's like, I love your plan. I go, because my wife made me watch A Baby Story 48,000 times from the moment that little stick turned a blue plus sign. And it does. And I go, that thing scares the living hell out of you. She goes, you know what? The guy who edits that show, I delivered his baby. And then she goes, just in small talk, I was like, what do you do? He goes, oh, I work on the show A Baby Story. She goes, do you know what you do to the first time parents that come in here? He goes, well, it's not my idea. We got to make a good TV, you know?
So out of you and Natalie, who knew that she was pregnant first? You or her?
She knew.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Yeah, you saw the video. Remember?
She surprised
us. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
She went to the bathroom at the hotel that we're staying at this very weekend while I'm at Rooster's.
And Jacob waved to her.
And he waved to her. She was going to the bathroom, and he was like, hey, I'm here. She's like,
there's a baby in my uterus.
Just so you know, Mom, I'm okay. I'm just checking in. Yeah. I know I have a 7 o'clock curfew, but I'm in. I'm here.
Okay, thanks. Go to your room.
So she took a shower, and then she cried in the shower. Out of excitement and fear and like all that, because that's what it ended up being for me. It was perfect for me. I wanted to be shocked out of like my own skin, and that's exactly
what you were.
What it was. It was like
so she took like a baptism of fear and excitement in her.
She
own
took
shower.
It by herself, and oh, then she gave it to me.
That is the woman you're married to. She's a strong lady.
She's great. Top shelf.
Go, great.
There's
great.
A thing great. In my
did I say it like that? Great.
See, I knew before Megan.
You did?
I did.
Oh, because you went and checked the test or what?
I
Are you
analyze data for a living?
And you what?
I analyze data for a living. Oh. So when we decided to embark on this, I had a whole Excel spreadsheet with macros about like frequency and like what's the average calculation and plus or minus. And so here's what the next 6 months look like and windows. And
I love all the left. You're taping your. You're taking your on the show lately. This is so great.
Taking temperature every 2 hours on.
No, we didn't. We didn't actually. So it was the first time. It was the first attempt.
Nice.
And I actually read the directions wrong.
For the birth control?
For the window.
Oh, for the window.
When you're most likely to
get pregnant. Because I was peeing on the sticks that say, you know, you're surging, this is your window. And I read it wrong. I was looking for a certain line, and it was the other one. So we actually had what I thought was like a dress rehearsal.
Okay, good job. Good job.
Way to go, guys. Way to go. Oh, wait. Hold on. Like, check that.
Wait, I'm sorry.
I found out that was opening night. I have been misinformed.
No, I think it's actually a couple of days.
The reviewist was in the audience.
Yeah, that was our go time, people. Okay. That was not for safety.
So then when it came time to test, you know, it was a couple, you know, every morning, 5 a.m., looking at it, okay, no, and I'd throw it in the trash. It was a couple of days of that, and you know, I'd head off to work, and Jeremy was working from home a lot of the time. Mm-hmm.
To take care of the baby. Wait, hold on.
Before the baby got there.
And
he had an egg.
And I read her horoscope.
And a sugar bag.
He did them all. He did an egg, a sugar bag.
A puppy.
And a robotic baby.
And a crying, and then, colicky, horrible.
And he kept the egg in with the plant that he was trying to keep alive as well.
He ended up putting them all in the oven for 3 days.
Weirdly enough, the only one that died was the Tamagotchi. That was the one that did not make it.
Mine fell out of my pocket on a roller coaster.
Oh. You probably still have it. That Tamagotchi would probably be like Albert Einstein.
It's true.
Or it'd be Buddhist and be reincarnated 3 times over.
He'd be able to teach us all algorithms. So anywho.
So I went to work and you read my horoscope.
And it said you have big news to share with your family and friends today.
So he ran upstairs.
So I ran upstairs and pulled the thing out of the trash. And it's been, I don't know, 5-6 hours since she's peed on it. And so I wrote her this email. So I read your horoscope. And it said this. And so I went upstairs and checked the little pee stick. And there's a faint, 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 faint line on there. And I read the box. And so you just might be pregnant.
What?
Quick cut to Megan quickly putting down her glass of scotch at work.
Reply. Dear Jeremy.
Silly, silly man.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes! Like a half
long,
a page.
Long, long
this
email.
This is going to take time. We can't get excited and nervous about this. It
she basically
this
had her
energy.
Hands on her knees going, oh, dear
oh,
Jeremy.
Oh, you silly, silly boy.
Cute.
Let me show you how this works.
I know you're excited.
So she went to the EPT website or whatever and pulled off the directions off of there and printed it into the email.
Man.
And
I did?
Oh, yeah, you did.
That's extreme. You were angry.
Wow.
No, she wasn't angry. She wasn't angry.
No. What she's just like, this is it could be a false positive because after 2 hours of a thing.
You're not supposed to read it.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. It's a
like what she says, she analyzes data. So she's like, she's of the mindset going into her day.
It's pretty binary.
I've got everything. I've got
you're
it all.
You're either pregnant or you're not.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I know what's going on. I know, like, I've done all the research, you know. And Jeremy, well, I don't know for a fact, but he kind of has the vibe of fly by the seat of his pants, you know, which is hysterical because he's almost always right about things like this, you know, whereas somebody who's more analytical and is like, I got it all covered. And then he's like, no, I have a gut feeling about this and it's a go. And
he's the luckiest man I know.
Yeah.
Jeremy, we've been to Vegas, we know, several times. And
you know, it's funny when we went.
How do you do it?
We went for Kevin's 30th birthday to Vegas.
I didn't even tell you about the last time I went to Vegas.
Oh, we'll do that after this then. Because we're there and we're just hanging out. At this point, we'd pretty much done everything. The party weekend that was Kevin's birthday was kind of winding down. Weirdly enough, Natalie was pregnant during that time.
And she had had sushi and a giant bowl of rum.
With Jeremy.
was my bad. Yeah.
Because he's like, no, you're drinking that
Benihana. Was a huge glass.
Yeah,
huge
it's in Jacob's room right now. He can hold some of his toys.
No wonder Jacob's not talking to me.
He's loving all of Jevin's toys, though, right now, especially the noisy ones. Yeah. He gets that from his mother. He knows when podcast happens, like, that's when the show happens.
That thing and Megan vacuuming.
Jevin grabs it. That's the best.
That's adorable.
So anyway, we're wrapping it up. Everybody's kind of gambling. They're all losing their money. Jeremy has not gambled probably at all the entire trip. Maybe, I would guess, 10, 15, maybe 20 bucks.
Oh, he probably sat and played video poker with us a few times. Mm-hmm. Blackjack.
But, yeah, but not major. Spending a ton of money. And then he's like, well, we got to go. Or he's like, I got to go because I have a flight tomorrow or something like that. So he leaves. And then
you guys were paying in that bar. And you guys could see.
Oh, that's right. That's casino, you were just away from us. Like, you were away from us.
I'm waiting for you, and I'm just putting in.
Yeah.
Standing, not even committed to.
Yeah, he's like, because he's waiting, he decides he's just going to play a slot. Yeah. And then he plays a slot machine, and I think it was like $500 or something.
$700.
He hits right then and there. At the end
and
of the
trip. And I couldn't even deal with it because he's like, no, guys.
You guys weren't even paying attention to me. Yeah. I had to have a stranger go in there and tell you that I had just won.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it was somebody came up to me and goes, I think your friend needs your attention. He just won or something like that.
You couldn't walk away from the machine.
Right.
Yeah.
And there were no attendants coming to help you? It was Christmas, 3 days before Christmas. Yeah. Why would they care? And then I went and bought an Xbox.
What? Yes. Which I don't know if that's the way to end that story.
It incorporated me, so I was thrilled. Good. And then we bought Rock Band and played that for 4 hours.
That was also not the climactic.
No, it was fun. We played Rock Band.
It was fun. Natalie, I'm not going to take that away from you.
Can you turn his mic off?
Yeah,
no one did.
The JK Show.
So, back
to the pee test.
He found out. He sent you the email. You send the encyclopedia of what it is to get pregnant back to him. Then how does it finally go, no, wait.
I woke up the next morning and felt different. Then I bought out the whole section at Target. I bought, seven or eight different ones.
We did that too.
And peed on all of them at work.
Like in your office or the bathroom?
Not all at once. It wasn't one pee. It was like the different pees throughout the day. She would like try different ones.
And they all were positive?
Yes, there were no. I mean, the margin of error kept shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. Then I ran and I got a little pair of booties and put them in a box. And he's like, I knew you were pregnant a day ago.
Yesterday.
Now, had you given up on the idea when she sent you the encyclopedia? You're like, no. So she's going, silly Jeremy. Right. And you're going, silly me.
No, because I wrote back something like, oh, aren't you just a delight? Something like that. And then the next day she comes home at 5 o'clock and gives me this box.
That's funny.
And so I start calling everybody.
Or... Yeah. No, you didn't call everybody because you kept it a secret for a while.
No.
I told family.
You told family. Yeah.
I called mom, dad, everybody. And Megan's like, well, I just want to wait. And
right. Yeah, we did. Like, well... This is what the poor lady, I don't really want to give away to her, but anyway, somebody that I knew, right, because when I was there, I was actually up here performing at Roosters on New Year's Eve when Natalie found out, and I was so excited, like, I started mentioning it in my act right away, like, and I just made up some stupid joke where it's like, hey, I found out today I'm going to be a dad, and then everybody would cheer, and I'm like, yeah, she's right back there, so if anybody wants to buy her a drink, go for it. And stuff like that. And somebody who had been trying for a while to get pregnant was like, they were like, they didn't say anything to me at the time, but they were like, you're not supposed to say that kind of thing. And then, when Natalie told her sister, she did the same thing. I don't know what it's like to, cause I'm dumb and it worked out for us, and everything like that. I don't know what it is to have the struggle. So it's not like I don't feel like I'm insensitive to what they were. I think I was just ignorant. Obviously.
Well, we also have friends who have lost a child.
Yeah.
So have I.
Then that's why, I mean, that's
it makes
part
you aware. I was not aware because I grew up in Modesto and all my family's
everybody's
white trash
fertile.
And yeah, it's super fertile when you're white
all
trash.
All that manure is just everywhere. And,
like we talked about it in that movie, it's like, where it's like all the doctors and everything. The smart people have the hardest time having families and kids. Meanwhile, dumb, crazy ghetto people could just pop them out like Pez. It's just like, ca-ca, 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 which is great for the gene pool. That is fantastic.
Idiocracy.
Oh, yes. It's a great movie. Check it out. So now it happened. So when does it happen, though? Because I think we jumped it back from the... thing where you said your mom was here and you planned pedicures and
we finished the puzzle and we're watching woman gives birth to 6 babies without help one of those shows
in the woods
and
with
I'm
a shovel.
Sitting there and I go I'm peeing my pants and I run into the bathroom.
And she had beater pants before, so it wasn't.
Natalie did that too. When we would be on a walk, when she was about from 8 months on, she had to be careful. Like, she had to stop walking and cross her legs if she had to sneeze because we were walking and she had a moment where she went, "Achoo! Whoa!" Like, she couldn't even finish the sneeze.
But no, Megan seriously wet herself in a Halloween store.
He had me put a mask on.
I've got the mask in the garage because we had to buy it. Actually, we had to buy it because she used it to cover up her urine while she was in the store. So
I had the mask on, and it's this, you know, like, axe murderer, and I was, you know, out to here, yeah. and he looked down and looked up, and something about the way he did that, I just, and the pants were, you know, soaking.
Oh, you laughed. You started laughing because of the time. I thought he noticed it, and that's why he was looking at, but you laughed, and it was over. Oh, that's great.
Oh, man.
It was, so what did you do? It was such a vision of loveliness.
I bought the mask.
Well, I'm saying you put it over your lap.
I just was kind of like, we're getting this mask. And Jeremy was like, I just need to go down these. We're going now.
Oh, but I'm not done getting Halloween. Oh, okay. We're leaving.
So then now you're at home and it's happening again. And
so now, no, yeah, it's happening again, but it's not happening again. It's not. I'm not peeing my pants. My water had broken.
Yeah.
So it was 10 o'clock at night. I was ready to go to bed. That didn't happen.
For several hours. several hours.
For a while. So.
And so was it a long process for you guys? Like, was it an all night and all that stuff?
Well,
or?
Once your water breaks, it's a 24-hour period that you have to get the baby out. And
because
contractions didn't start. They had to be induced and all of that. So the water broke, and we're like, oh, we're on our way, and nothing.
No,
hours passed, and they're like, we're starting the Pitocin. Yeah. And it was 8 o'clock the next night, or 8 or 9 o'clock the next night, when they said, okay, you know, you're not progressing. You've gone a little bit, but not compared to, you know, the horse tranquilizer volume of medicine we're pumping into you to contract.
And so they handed me a spacesuit to go put on.
And then they went in and they grabbed him.
Marshmallow in.
That's awesome. See, for us, it was Natalie had the same thing where she laughed at something I said and went, oh, I think I just peed myself a little bit. And I was like, not on the couch. Like, don't get it off.
Get up.
It's a brand new couch I just bought you because you're pregnant. Don't ruin it. Like, and so then she went to the bathroom. She's like, no. And she goes, well, maybe my water broke. Because it says, she goes, I read somewhere that it can come out, you know, slow a little bit. Mm-hmm. And she sits back down on the couch. And I'm like, well, put a towel down or something. Why would you? And then that laugh.
The same thing in my truck.
That laugh again happened. And then she's like, oh, there it goes again. So we're like, okay. And then this is where I'm a horrible, but
good. Good. How did you go from horrible to good?
Because I had smart intentions, just not considerable ones, if that
did
makes sense.
Did you have selfish intentions?
Considerable.
Considerate.
Considerate. Yeah. What did I say?
Considerable.
Considerable. Yeah, like, considerable. As in a lot.
Yeah, the a lot of consideration was made. Oh, a considerable amount
for
of
her,
consideration.
Which it didn't.
Yeah. Well, let me first say what I did.
Okay, well then
I was thinking about both of us
can
in
we
that.
Just guess?
Sure, we can keep playing this game.
Oh, you know.
No, I'm not.
No, the OBGYN was great in that he only charged us for like the monthly visits leading up. He'd only charge us once for the copay, and if we came back three times in a month, he would just bill the rest to the insurance company like it was one visit though, so we only paid the copay once. So we had already paid the copay for that month, and so I was like, well, if we go back to the OBGYN, I don't have to pay a copay, and he could say the baby's coming.
So Justin.
That's not horrible, though. That's not horrible. No, that's considerable good, in my opinion.
So did that work out?
Well.
Well, I called the OBGYN's office, and I got his assistant, and she said, hold on a sec. She goes and asks him. And he says, no, just go to the hospital because we were a day after the due date.
Oh, yeah.
So we go to the hospital, we check in, and that's like a $75 copay, which I was not, or no, $100 copay.
Oh, babies are so expensive.
This time of year.
How do you manage?
So anyway.
So, I bet you were wishing you were back to that $100 copay a month.
Right now?
Yeah, compared to how much this little creature costs now.
Maybe I don't take... Well, here's the thing. You have to understand, too, that the whole dynamic never changed from the $25 copay, Justin, to Father Justin. Still same person.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So, like the wonderful discovery zone that you guys have going on here at the Jevons house, where he has all these cool things. My son has a Tupperware bin... in the corner of our living room. Then he's got a bunch of like makeshift hand-me-down toys, and most of them probably Happy Meal toys that he has.
Some are a couple napkins from McDonald's.
He likes the napkins. He likes to play with
balls them.
Them
up. And
his mom will give him toilet paper rolls.
Do you laminate the napkins or anything?
No, 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 he doesn't. That'll ruin it.
Put them in your mouth. How can you do that?
He can't eat them then. Yeah. You eat a napkin, and that's filling. That's one less meal I got to feed him. You know what I mean?
Like, that's a copay.
Yeah. And that's the other thing I get is that people always say to me, like, they go, oh, did you breastfeed or whatever? And we go, yeah, we breastfed. And they always do that stupid thing where they're like, oh, that's healthy for the baby. That's good. I'm like, I wish I could say I did it for health reasons. I did it because it's free. Like, I feed the woman, and he gets fed too. This is great. I love this plan. It's fantastic. Honey, you can eat all the ice cream you want. I don't care. Bring it.
It's expensive.
Yeah. Well, the formula is like $40. Like, I think somebody told me it was like, it ends up being $40 a week or something like that.
Yeah, what were you doing to counteract the expensive diapers? Weren't you doing something alternative there as well?
We would wipe them out and then do like I do with my underwear on the road. I turn it inside out.
Right, that's
and
right,
then,
that's
yeah,
what it was.
You got to clean it. You can only do that with the wet ones.
Right.
Funny thing about diapers, not as absorbent on the outside as they are on the inside. Yeah. They should put that on the box.
You two just gave each other the longest take.
That's not a true story, just so we're all clear. That's not a true story.
I think I hear my son.
Time to wrap it up.
You have earphones on. How can you hear them?
Microphones.
Mothers can hear very well.
I'm a mother.
Amen.
Oh, so anyway, so now he's here, yes, and now let's, unless there's anything leading up to like beforehand, I want to do the story about what Jeremy did to his son.
Why is it what Jeremy did?
Because it is
what to me first.
He is a baby.
And you talk about peeing on your son.
I do not talk about it. I talk about the audience
people
misunderstanding.
Imply.
Yes, that's what I talk about.
He implies.
Yeah.
Infer.
Infer.
This is, I'm becoming more and more simple.
Is
this...
So why is that your word for dumb? I don't understand. You, because you mean.
You're just dumb. You're not simple.
You're not, right? Simple means that you have little
funny?
Means.
You know what's funny is that when we used to hang out together, we used to talk about, Kevin used to always play this game of in the sitcom everything you stopped doing this bit recently because every like if new friends came into the fold they were like a season four fill-in to peek up.
No,
the
I still do that bit.
Oh, okay. I just haven't heard it in a while. Oh, yeah. So the idea was that he would always come up with archetypes for all of us in our circle of friends and everything, and so I go, well, wait, what am I? And Jeremy goes, you're the dumb one. Like, I'm the Joey from Friends. And I'm like, I'm not the dumb one. And everybody was like, yeah, you're the dumb one.
And you labeled me as Joey earlier today. What is
that? Yeah, you're
mean?
Dumb.
Now it's not just me. It's everybody to you.
Yeah.
No.
Who at this table isn't dumb?
Megan is way smarter than I could ever hope to be about something.
That came out wrong.
Everything except for intuition.
She'll tell you. She'll tell you what I'm smarter at, and I'll definitely tell you what she's smarter at, because there's just things that she goes off, and I'm like,
Data analysis.
Yeah.
Birth
like when she built the
she
Excel
could talk
doc.
To rocket scientists and stuff like that, and I'm just like,
rocket? I rock it hard.
<They're pretty. laughs> No, I don't see. The Joey. That's the Joey right there.
I rock it hard. So Kevin's sense of humor is Joey.
Right.
But I'm just dumb.
I think I'm more of a Ross, and you would be...
Oh, here we go again. We're having the same conversation we had in Jeremy's
so
car 10
Chandler?
Years ago.
Oh, yeah. You're the Chandler, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Take that.
Who did you think you were?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Phoebe? Kind
Phoebe.
Of?
Sorry, sweetie, you're not Phoebe.
Yeah, you're not Phoebe.
Megan can be Phoebe.
Phoebe is
kind of Courtney Cox's character.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. I don't think Megan would be Phoebe. Phoebe is kind of dumb.
What's up, Phoebe?
Yeah,
no,
she's dumb, but
dumb.
Like...
She's worldly, but flighty.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but she's not dumb.
She's simple.
No, I don't think that
pedestrian.
You think
again.
It does.
binary.
Yes, she's very binary.
All right.
Forward.
I nailed
Sweet.
It.
Way to go, Joe. Sweet.
Let's get high. I don't know what that means.
It means that you want to get high. What do you mean?
No, something about the way when she said sweet, and I think I said sweet again, made me feel like we should all smoke marijuana now.
Sweet.
Simple. So simple.
Right?
Sweet, right?
I know, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So let's see. So let's tell that story now. Then, so you first explain to us what Jevin did to you. That was so horrible.
Why? What is going on here? Why am I made out to be? I puked on my son on accident.
Okay. No, you need to back up. You need to back up.
I was not ready for that.
You haven't heard this?
Nope.
Oh, here's the thing. Like, Megan and I, like, because I think the way it ended up was we were at home. Weirdly enough, Megan was pregnant. I was not, but I was still at home. So, like, we were, or somehow, or you were at work?
I wasn't pregnant.
What? Because Jevin had to be to puke on him.
I'm saying on maternity leave.
Yeah, but before then, because I felt like before then, even when you while you were pregnant, we were having like
we
chats.
Were, yeah.
Yeah, we would chat online, and like she's brought the only person I've ever chatted with online. Like it was like, oh,
yeah,
hey,
you didn't even chat with me.
I know.
Yeah, you don't chat with me.
Well, you weren't there. You were working.
You're the my Jevin.
I am. And that's enough for me.
WeChat.
You don't want to talk to me. I'm dumb. I don't know how to work the keys. You've seen what I type.
Don't use that as an excuse.
It's a great way to get out. It works for blondes. Why can't I do it?
You're just not simple.
Yeah.
I'm simple. I love it. So we were talking, and so what got me into this? Like, oh, that's why. Because we. So anyway, yeah. Go back to she drops this bombshell on me. Jeremy is filleting the microphones for Megan.
No, on the side, though.
I know.
But then I was doing horrible mime. Because
yeah, I know. You're very, who's simple now? Who's simple now?
It just went to your sinus.
So she tells me, I was telling something horrible or something. It was when Natalie was having all that caffeine and it upset Jacob's stomach. And then Megan goes, oh, that's nothing. And then she tells this story. And so when I found out that Jeremy puked on his son accidentally, I was like, oh, that's great. And then I think one of us or somebody had to go. And I was like, oh, no, that's what I had to go somewhere. And I was like, and you just told me, well, I'll tell you about the time that Jeremy puked on Jevin. And I go, I have to go, but I have to hear this next time.
Awesome. So you IM twice with Megan?
Several times.
Yes, yeah, several
times. More than
times.
Twice. And I didn't
it's
even
probably
know
over,
this.
I would imagine over like a 4 or 5. It wasn't until after both of our kids were born that I think on my end, like, not that you're not a busy mom, but I just felt like, because I'm simple, I can't multitask on that level.
No, you're back to dumb.
Yeah.
Again.
That time vanished.
I keep all of my IM windows open, which you're on both, just in case you want to say hi.
Like, say, just in case I want to say hi to you?
Yeah. I only on one of them, there, it's like the three of you and Christian.
He usually says hi.
I do. You have to talk to me, though.
Yeah.
I don't seek people out. I won't, but because every single, that's the thing. It's
what
like,
the frick?
You don't even turn it on.
I do. Not anymore. I don't have time. I haven't. Maybe time is the wrong. I don't know. I'm not nice. I like people, but I like very few people. And then here's the reality, too.
I thought you like me.
I do like you. Oh. But so if you said hi to me, I would say hi back and I would talk to you.
That's true.
But it's not, I like everybody in this room big time. Like I told Christian the other night, there are probably 12, but that's not true. Anyway,
what were you going to say?
Nothing.
what were you going to say?
I was going to say that
you
want
to hear all 12 of them now. Who are the 12?
12 people that you like?
There are 12 people in my life that are not related to me that I would probably be like, I cannot wait to hang out with these people. Huh. That's what I said.
Why didn't you want to share that? Is it a low number?
Because what if, because here's the thing.
I don't know if I have 12.
I don't think that I
have 12, yeah. I have just 12. That's what they tell you is you can only have 12 friends at once. Anything more than that. Yes.
I just picked 12 as a random number.
It's the number. Because that's why the whole problem with Facebook and everything, it's all fake online, not real.
Oh, I know. I have like 212 people
on there.
Exactly.
You don't know. But realistically, anything more than 12, you just have a series of acquaintances. You can manage 12 real friendships at a time.
Yeah, well, and it's the ones that fertilize my farm. Those are my true friends.
I saw you working. I saw you tilling a field on your computer. I'm like, what the hell is he doing? What is that for?
I just started this Farmville.
I have been asking that question now. What's it for? Is it what's the ultimate goal?
Yeah.
Right? Is it to the stickiness of the app? It keeps you on Facebook.
Here
keeps more
She'll
ads
send
in your
you a
face.
Dissertation on this too.
She's
it's
right,
a
though.
Boring game.
Do they sell
though?
Your information to marketing companies so you get a lot of spam? Yeah.
Do you pay for anything on Farmville? Do you buy?
You can, but
you
do
can.
Not.
That's what it's for. That's what it's for.
No, Megan's right.
No.
All of the applications on Facebook are market
all the
research.
Games, all the
everything.
No. I have a buddy that develops these games. He says that,
and he's lying to you.
No, let me finish this.
You're just shedding all of us if you do that.
Because let me tell you something about marketing people. They don't want to come out and say, just so you know, we came up with this farm thing so we could get all your information and turn you into a study.
In Mob Wars, they can
that's
tell.
Rude.
In Mob Wars, they can tell within 1 week of you playing the game whether or not you will pay for it using money based on
how that's not a market study at all then.
That's my point. If they know based on your
I was being facetious.
How dare you? But the point is that you will buy things. It's not to sell more ads. It's so that you will start paying for it. And are
no,
you
but see, that's what
things?
I'm saying,
no.
though.
Yeah.
What I'm
You've
saying...
beaten the curve is my point.
And I think this is what Megan is saying, is that it's not about beating the curve because they still... Like, every application asks you about if they can have access to your personal information. Yeah. And all they really... when they say personal information, they don't want to know what kind of whiskey you prefer. What they want to know is what your age is, your occupation. Sometimes they could figure out your salary, your income, how many people are in your family.
I did read an article this week, though, about...
told you. Dissertation. Here it is.
I love it.
And go.
How there are, depending on what you click, you like, because I know on the yeah. side there's games and things you yeah. can click like, they'll take additional information from you. So yeah. the yeah. article was about how does Facebook know I'm gay?
Yeah.
And it was.
Because you can actually check a box.
Well, it's not because they're reading specific
this
things that
me.
You posted.
I posted in my Facebook status, I will sign any petition banning Olive Garden commercials. And I'm not kidding. I hit refresh and an Olive Garden commercial shows yeah. up on the side there. One of those little ads.
Because it's key terms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I was angry.
See, that's the thing is that I figured that for MySpace is that everybody started say MySpace, oh, it's for social network. I'm like, no, because I feel like they want to know what I like, what I don't like. Like, and I'm like, how does MySpace make money off of providing a free, like, they have the massive amounts of storage space they must have. Yeah. And it's all because what they're really doing is they're selling advertising
yeah, totally.
To the people that are, it's like having a television channel or whatever. What's going on?
Nothing, go on.
Oh, okay. Everybody started looking around like there was a monkey outside about to attack us.
Actually, it is a penguin. Is what it is.
My son and your penguin. Yes.
So why did you throw up on your baby?
Yeah.
Okay. Megan was staying home with Jevin. So my time with him was coming home and I would work all day and then come home and I would do the night thing. That was yep. mine. I would put him down, mm-hmm. bathe him. Woohoo, it's dad's time. It's mine. Get out of here, mom. And so we were doing that, and he had just discovered how to shit.
Actually.
Tar, for some reason.
He did tar at the very beginning. Remember?
It was little. It was the switch from probably what you're saying is the switch from milk to solid food, or no?
No, this is within the first.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, this is that. And what he had managed to do is from toe to shoulder. He had shit all up one side of the body, just all of it.
Wasn't it in the onesie?
Yeah,
the onesie
was filled. I had unzipped it, and I don't even know what the diaper was on it for. I no idea. I don't know. Maybe we turned it inside out, and we didn't use the absorbency factor or something.
See?
I don't
Not
know.
Such a bad idea yeah, now.
Seriously.
It's a terrible idea. Listen to how this played out.
What?
And so I took this off and doing okay, and then the little shit pees on me.
Oh, man.
So now I've got... crap everywhere. I can't even do it on the changing table because now it has so much crap on it that I had to move him to the second changing pad to like start to wipe him down now.
And you so just now drop him in the sink.
Now I have it on me. Right. No, I can't even take it into the bathroom. I'd have to pick him up.
It's right. It's a he.
I don't know where to pick this thing up. No, not when it has this much shit on him. It is not a he.
It loses the sex and the humanity.
Everything. Yeah, done.
It's gone.
Okay,
just a piece of Duke.
So
it might as well be a bag of sugar.
And
those are in the oven.
And then he spits up.
Oh,
and has
wouldn't you if you shat all over yourself?
I did.
Oh wait, for a second I so forgot how the story ended.
He
and I thought you shat all over yourself too.
I have shit on me. He peed on me, and then he threw up on himself. It was
too much.
Yeah, I got his ankle or something like that, and then I take
his
him to the
ankle.
Bath. Yeah,
that was all you got.
Yeah, I just got his ankle.
Wow, and you're pretty good about it.
You're looking at me for verification. I only saw him come down, hand me roughly
okay,
my son,
so
and then
I go
come
and
down
bathe
with the
him,
Santa Claus
I finish
bag
the whole
of laundry.
Thing. Seriously, I had everything.
All the towel.
Everything. Everything.
That's awesome.
I had to get it out of the rug, off of the chair. I had to change the changing
That's pretty impressive
pad.
That, like, from the get-go, you didn't say, okay, Megan, come on up here. I need some help.
I couldn't. I didn't know where
no,
to turn.
No, I was busy
I mean,
downstairs.
And this, she was
raising
smoking
a glass of champagne.
She's mind drinking and smoking a cigar.
Mainlining, you know.
Talking to Bobby
here
she
is
was
your
doing
son.
Wolverine, and it's very yeah. loud. And yeah.
So, and like, yeah. what span of time did all these events happen? Was it, like, 10 minutes? Minutes for this, like, was it, or was
no,
it like
we went to the
taking
bathroom.
Off and poo, and then it's like, oh, you're covered in poo, and then, oh, now you're peeing on me, oh, that's, and then, oh, you're puking, and then, oh, now I'm puking. That's how it all happened. Oh,
but you're pretty good about holding in that sort of stuff. You can deal with accidents and blood and everything, and all that's fine. But this was...
It's a building block situation.
Yeah, if you guys bleed on me and shit on me, there might be some puke.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Let's try that. Come over here.
I'm not into it.
You should have seen me when I had dysentery, because I was doing both those at once.
So, yeah, I did. I walked down, and after he's bathed and cleaned, and I had to hand him to the mom. To the mom.
Everybody's lost their humanity now.
Here and, is and your then, son.
Yeah. And she's like, what happened?
No, is he crying at this point, or is he totally like, yeah, this is we just had so much fun, mom.
He never cried. He was the easiest baby. Seriously, he was.
He's the trick baby.
Yeah, he was. He's yeah, my wife is a kid. He's a good starter.
So is mine. I thought.
Like, I can be a mom. I can handle this. That's the trick.
See, Jacob. I think Jacob isn't as easy as Jevin, but I still think he's on the easy side. And Natalie wants to have another one, and I'm like, "There's no way. There's no way."
The next one's going to be a terror, and it's going to be a girl. You guys are in a lot of trouble.
Well, and I'm not going to like it as much. That's the reality. Like, I'm just going to be like,
especially if it's a girl.
Oh yeah. Why would I like a girl as much as a son?
You're just going to shackle her up.
I'm a husband and a father, and I want to, you know. Yeah.
Actually, and out of all the people that have babies, I like them all. Except
you like all the babies.
Sloane's would give me she'd give me a run for the money. Little
she's a
Addie.
Screamer.
She's a whale speaker.
Oh, I wish I spoke
and
whale.
And a complete spaz. I mean, that kid. I love her. She's just a darling. She's how I'd picture Lucy Liu at the age of one.
Really?
Aww. Yeah.
That's See, sweet. Babies are nice. Well, that gets real heavy. We got to wrap it up. I was going to say.
What? We're done?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was easy, huh? Wasn't that easy?
You didn't even get to panic.
Lame.
I know. What do you mean lame?
This is there anything?
Look at the pretty Band-Aid they put on my arm. Huh?
Who's this?
I didn't even feel it.
Oh.
Are we getting cut out?
Yeah. This is how dumb I... Yeah, this is the Oscar music. This is Jeremy's... I'm at a loss. This is Jeremy's and my song.
But I'm always the Jewish woman. No yeah. Why is that?
Because that was the part you chose.
You made me play the Jewish woman.
You always
woman
make
one
me play the Jewish woman.
Well, yeah. Uh-oh. What's up with this?
Maybe it's because he knew I couldn't
Justin
hit the girl
notes.
Justin
is the only man for me.
Next time we have Jeremy and Megan on the show, we'll have to explain how I invited Jeremy into my bed. That's the only thing we've done.
It is true. It is true, and I refused.
For the record, thank you.
And the time Jeremy took advantage of me.
No, but you were drunk because of Coley, not me.
See, it happened.
You slept in my bed.
Hey, show's over, guys. Show's over.
Careful we have pulling out.
No, we're teasing. We're teasing for the next one. Okay. In fact, here, because now we're talking over this great song, we're going to start over.
Slow.
Thank you guys very much for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Yay!
Yay!
Do you have any plugs?
Do we yay ourselves?
If there are no rules.
Yay. Thank you, Howard.
Entirely too topful to be on the Howard Stern.
Okay, wrap it up. Okay, bye.
Okay, thank bye. You, bye.
Why does it only have to be an hour? God,
at least I've got my... car.
Okay, everyone in. Okay, I'll keep the moose cake on my lap, ready when you are. And no fighting.
When I'm driving, I'm the king of my domain.
Careful pulling out.
When I'm driving, I'm a beast without a chain.
Slow and not in a hurry.
When I'm driving, I'm a force you can't restrain.
Put on your blinker, people on mind readers.
But on the highway of love, she's driving me insane.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Keep your thoughts in your head.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
Shut your mouth or you're dead.
I should have taken a cab.
You should have taken a pill.
When automobiling, we're not too appealing.
When you're driving, all they ever do is complain.
Watch, watch.
La la la. Know so much, you take the wheel.
No!
On the highway of love, they're driving us insane. Ladies and gentlemen, my wife, a mere passenger in my machine, seems to think it's her job to share her relentless opinions with the pilot. But remember all those James Bond movies, the ones with all those cool cars with the ejector seats? All I'm saying is, General Motors could make a fortune. I thank you very much.
you know, my husband has a heavy foot, which goes along with his heavy head. You would think he would view driving as a simple means of getting from somewhere to somewhere else. Instead, he must view it as a rite of manhood, a test of testosterone. If you ask me, it's no coincidence that the stick shift is shaped like the male sex organ. I thank you. At home we don't fight.
At home we don't yell.
But once we start the car, the marriage goes to hell. Wasn't so bad. Okay, you park the car, I'll take the moose cake. No, I am. I'll make sure you kiss all your relatives and don't tell anyone they're getting fat.
Hey, made good time.